Aspiring farmers face a long shot of earning a living on the land. And that's because land itself is getting so expensive. And yet, new farmers also can't risk moving too far out of town. WPLN contributor Caroline Leland reports on what makes it tough for young farmers around Nashville trying to get back to the land.
I'm looking through green beans. I'm trying to find nice big ones.
30-year-old Sarah Kelly volunteers at Six Boots Collective Farm in the Bells Bend area of Nashville. Kelly spends her days working unpaid, harvesting and bundling vegetables on the farm, and her nights earning cash as a bartender.
You don't get into it for the money, for sure. Finding a job that is actually a living wage in the farming industry is very difficult.
Still, she's learning farm skills and saving money with the dream of eventually starting her own small-scale farm. But it could be a while.
I'm very concerned about financing it.
If you want to be a farmer but didn't inherit land, you basically have to enter the housing market. That's because it's much harder to get a loan for a patch of dirt than it is if there's also a house on the property. But that means new farmers compete with other potential home buyers, and they're often competing where the market is most intense, just outside of fast-growing urban centers like Nashville.
There's just been so many people from out of state coming in and buying houses for cash. A lot of people don't really want to sell to people who get government loans because it's you have to jump through a lot more hoops with that as opposed to just selling it outright to someone who has cash.
While property sellers can be hesitant to work with buyers who depend on special agriculture loans, the government and even fellow farmers are eager to bring some youth into an aging industry. The USDA set up a website to help beginners navigate federal resources. The University of Tennessee Extension is hosting workshops for people with little or no farming background. Recently, longtime Middle Tennessee farmer Jeff Poppin organized a landowner-land seeker matchup session.
I've been starting farms for the last 10 years in the Davidson County area, where most people that own land now have no clue about farming. So they're, you know, doctors and politicians and lawyers, and you know, they have other careers that they're really good at, but they don't know anything about agriculture.
More than a third of all farmland in the U.S. is rented, but many consider that second best to owning. Nashville real estate agent Bob McCowan, locally known as Bull Run Bob, says he rarely sees local farmland sold to actual farmers.
Every time I get the chance to place somebody on a farm in this area, I love to do it because I think the more of that occurs, the less likely we are to have wholesale development in the area.
Farms disappear when children sell their inherited land to pursue more lucrative city jobs. And that seems to be happening a lot.
I guess as a realtor, I should be all in favor of development every day because that's what pays my bills. But there's enough land being developed in the city of Nashville.
A couple of years ago, Bull Run Bob helped place Heather Sevchek and her partner on a farm just half an hour north of Nashville. They raise mushrooms, vegetables, bees, and goats. When Sevchek calls to her goats on this wooded 18-acre farm, they call back. Sevchek says she and her partner won this property despite other buyers offering above the asking price.
But we made it clear also that we were planning to farm it. That was ended up being one of the variables that kind of pushed them in our favor.
The selling family supported their intentions to keep farming the land, even if it meant lower profit. As a 20-something still paying off student loans, Sevchek otherwise couldn't have afforded the property.
I do have an off-farm job, and that having one of us have that kind of stable source of revenue is extremely helpful.
In fact, most of the money made by small farmers comes from an off-farm job. But the need for a 9-to-5 drives the cost even higher, since closer to town typically means higher prices. It's all part of the increasing financial challenge for those who want to grow food for themselves and others. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Caroline Leland.